Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 19th May 2022. Top stories for today. Malaysia reports a total of 2,070 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. The country currently has 29,971 active cases. 7 people have died from the disease yesterday. Meanwhile, a total of 2,548 patients have recovered from the virus. No new COVID-19 clusters were reported in the last 24 hours as well. A petition against the appointment of Dato' Sri Tajuddin Abdul Rahman as Malaysia's ambassador to Indonesia gets more than 16,000 signatures just a day after it was initiated. Tajuddin made headlines during a press conference as the Prasarana chairman over several insensitive remarks of the LRT coalition last year. Police have arrested a local drug trafficking syndicate, seizing MDMA and Ketum worth more than 200,000 ringgit, as well as arresting 5 locals in a series of raids over the last 2 days. Sentul District Chief Bay Eng Lai said 2 out of the 5 suspects have prior criminal records, while another tested positive for methamphetamine. All are currently being detained for 7 days from yesterday for trafficking. On the international front, nearly 1,000 Ukrainian fighters who held out inside the Azov Steel steelworks plant had surrendered after being ordered by the military to abandon the last stronghold of resistance. Russia says it has sent 900 Ukrainian soldiers to a former prison colony in a Russia-controlled part of Donetsk. While Ukraine said it hopes to get the soldiers back in a prisoner swap, Russia threatened to put some of them on trial for war crimes. A single case of monkeypox has been detected in Massachusetts just days after new clusters were reported in the UK and Europe. Meanwhile, health authorities in Canada's Quebec province are investigating suspected cases of monkeypox, a rare but potentially serious virus. And supporters of an Indonesian preacher, Abdul Somad Batubara, has spammed the social media accounts of a number of political leaders and government agencies in Singapore. Somad was denied entry into Singapore and placed on a ferry back to Batam on Monday. There were calls for cyber attacks against the Singapore government's social media accounts on public Indonesian chat groups. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.